The game of football means so much to so many people. It is a passion, a calling, and a way of life.
It's always been a part of who I am. I mean, it really brought me together with all my friends. I mean, how I grew up, I mean, playing with these kids was everything to me.
But for one Twin Cities teenager, it is what gets him through each day.
Football was always something I could lean on. The people that played, they're pretty much all the same. They're all good people. They're always somebody you can talk to. You can always relate to everybody who's ever played. And I didn't want to give up everything that I've been doing, everything that's been a part of who I am for the last 8-10 years.
For Coon Rapids native Easton Sorensen, the game of football continues to be the bright spot in what has been a tough time for he and his family.
My junior year, I got hit in the eye in my third game, and by the end of the game, it was swollen shut. Vision loss progressed through January. It started to get worse. I couldn't see the board in school, but they found out I had trauma-induced cataracts in my left eye. And I had cataract surgery in the spring of this year, and thought everything was good, was cleared to play football, and went in and got to my first scrimmage, and I got hit really hard, and they found out that I had Chiari malformation, and they wanted me to do surgery 4 days later.
When battles get tough, football is there. From his medical setbacks and countless hurdles, to the days he struggles to stay positive, the pigskin has always been there for him. And what better gift could this sport bring than having the opportunity to meet your favorite football team?
It's just really nice to see how, you know, they recognize the struggles he's went through, and hopefully they can look at it in their own life and say, you know, if this young man can do this, I can keep going too. And also keep in mind that you never know when it may be their last play as well, and to relish it every bit that they can, because he never realized that it was going to be the end. And I think that was the hardest for him, is to know, I can't do this anymore. It left so quickly.
Knowing the passion a young fan has for football, the Minnesota Vikings invited Easton and his family out to practice last week to have a chance to get to see the players he watches each Sunday. And his endless determination and love for the sport was a motivating message for each member of the Vikings.
He's been a community leader in his school, and tomorrow he will honor him as Heart of the Viking Award winner. All right? All right, Easton, you want to break us down?
Win on three. One, two, three.
Win!
Nice to meet you. Chad, nice to meet you.
How are you? What position did you play?
Center.
Win.
Nice to meet you.
The Vikings got a valuable lesson from a high school senior who continues to bring a positive and bright outlook to life, no matter how much adversity and challenges he faces. He uses his endless passion for the game of football as a focal point in his motivation and efforts to overcome his health setbacks. And the sport brought him quite the memory to continue that fight with.
No matter what it is, I mean, it can be gone in a second, matter of second. I mean, it could be gone tomorrow. I mean, you just got to really appreciate what you have. Really, truly have to appreciate everything, every last second of it.
It was hard watching your kid going through what he went through. But he's strong. I think one of the quotes he said, tough times don't last, tough people do. And he's a great example of that.